KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. Experience the new 2024 Tundra, designed to combine performance and comfort with a 12,000-pound towing capacity and 10-speed automatic transmission. See your Toyota dealer for more. San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Wednesday, July 31st. Advocates say banning homeless encampments is not the answer. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. After making history as the first American rugby team to advance to the semifinals on Monday, the U.S. women's rugby team did it again yesterday by winning the bronze medal. It's the first time the U.S. has medaled in rugby sevens. 28-year-old San Diegan Sarah Levy and 26-year-old Fallbrook native Kayla Canet are on the team. The U.S. beat Australia 14-12 to win bronze, Canada won silver, and New Zealand took home the gold. San Diego Wave President Jill Ellis is suing former team employee Brittany Alvarado for defamation following allegations of a poor work environment. Alvarado was a video and creative manager for the soccer club before resigning on June 7th. On social media earlier this month, she accused Ellis of a narcissistic personal agenda and fostering an environment where abusive behaviors among her subordinates were allowed to flourish. The following day, Ellis called the statements false and personally damaging. A groundbreaking ceremony for a new community center in San Ysidro is being held this morning. The La Semilla Community Resiliency Center is being developed by Casa Familiar. The nonprofit says the center will serve residents during climate disasters and other emergencies. It will also offer services and programming to provide residents with the tools to combat air pollution, extreme heat, drought, and other climate risks. The center is being built on a vacant 7,000-square-foot lot. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is calling on cities in the state to ban homeless encampments in public spaces. Several local cities already have bans in place, including Escondido and San Marcos. North County reporter Tanya Thorne says some feel the move is being made too soon.
Backpacks, blankets, and sleeping bags spill out of a shopping cart next to Bobby Kofelt. She has been homeless in Escondido for 6 years. Next to her is her 20-year-old son, Jacob. He is autistic and doesn't say much.
That made it even more of a struggle because I was, you know, being out here, my son, my mom, you know, and just trying to, you know, keep together as a unit, you know, but it gets difficult.
Kofelt says camping in plain sight is for their safety. She feels rapes, attacks, and theft happen more to people who are hidden. But as encampment bans come down, she fears that safety is fading.
The cops, when they come and they tell you gotta move, they tell everybody to move, and everybody ends up going out to the jungle. I'm not going out to the jungle because things happen out there, you know, because they push you further and further away from where you can get the resources.
Her mom has dementia and is in a nursing home. Her son could get shelter in a group home, but doesn't want to be without his mom.
He doesn't want to be taken, singled out, and be put in a group home. I mean, is that really how you handle something? I mean, you break up the family like that? I mean, It doesn't seem right.
And Kofelt doesn't want to go to a shelter because she'd have to give up her cats. The Supreme Court's ruling in City of Grants Pass versus Johnson allows cities to ban homeless encampments in public areas, even if the cities don't have enough shelter beds. Now, Governor Gavin Newsom is pressuring California cities to take action on dismantling the camps or lose out on funding.
Ultimately, it makes people less trustworthy. So you hear a lot, people say they don't want help. And you have to realize there's something you need to add to that sentence for it to make sense.
Holly Herring is a homeless advocate in North County. She used to be homeless and understands what people want and don't want.
They don't want the help you're offering. They don't want the help from you. And there can be a point in time after a number of engagements where somebody can come to trust that you actually have a solution for them, that they'll say, all right, I'm interested in that solution.
She thinks enforcement will burn any trust or relationship built with outreach workers.
People are going to be more guarded about what they say. Where do they sleep at night? What kind of environment? Their interactions with law enforcement are going to make it more difficult when they do come for the solution to actually help house people.
The cities of Escondido and San Marcos recently enforced encampment bans. They both reference public safety in their decisions. There is no homeless shelter in San Marcos. Instead, the city pays over $100,000 for regional support every year.
I am aware of these organizations that are helping in the community. What I continue to encounter is the fact that we are told that either there's no capacity or that a family doesn't meet the particular qualifications.
San Marcos Councilmember Maria Nunez was the lone vote against the ordinance. She thinks that the ban leaves homeless people with little to no options.
What happens to that family? What happens to those individuals? And now that we are going to be enforcing and potentially, citing individuals, potentially ending up with misdemeanor citations, then I can't help to wonder then, what are we going to do then with these individuals? Then are they going to be detained? Are they going to be incarcerated? Where do they go?
Interfaith Community Services is the largest homeless service provider in Escondido. CEO Greg Angel says the recent orders mean people need places to go even more.
Short-term housing options, but ultimately what people need is a permanent home of their own. So it really calls for the need for rental assistance to help people overcome the high cost of getting into a new home.
Back in Escondido, next to her overflowing shopping cart, Bobby Kofelt has one message.
If you really want to help, come out and meet the people, figure out what can be done instead of enforcing these laws that just push everybody away and out so we're hidden. In the shadows, because we're never going to be hidden in the shadows. All we want to be is housed,
Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
For the first time, August will be Transgender History Month in San Diego. Reporter Katie Heisen says the city's declaration follows similar ones in San Francisco and the State Assembly.
Councilmember Jennifer Campbell says city leaders stand against the rise in anti-trans hate.
I want our trans community to know that I see you, I respect you, and I love you, as does this entire council. More importantly, our city honors and celebrates all of the wonderful contributions you have made to San Diego. Happy Transgender History Month.
The announcement comes days after former President Donald Trump promised to defund schools that, quote, push transgender insanity. The chosen month is a nod to August of 1966, when trans women and drag queens protested police harassment at a San Francisco cafeteria. It was one of the first LGBTQ+ related uprisings in U.S. history, 3 years before Stonewall. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
School starts in just 2 weeks for San Diego Unified. The district says hundreds of transitional kindergarten spots are still open. Reporter Katie Anasta says most are in South San Diego.
The district says the Lincoln, Crawford, Hoover, Logan Memorial, and Morse school clusters have most of the 550 open spaces. Marceline Schudo oversees enrollment options for the district. She says TK helps kids academically and socially.
It's still rich with play and exploration and socializing, but they're learning school behaviors, learning important skills like how to share, how to collaborate, how to sit in one spot and listen to the teacher.
It can also be a financial help for families. It's free, TK students are there for a full day, and they get breakfast and lunch at school. Parents can visit their resident school to enroll. They'll need to bring the child's birth certificate, immunization records, and proof of residence. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
One thing TK may be able to help out with is parental burnout, which is an issue, according to UCSD research. Researchers surveyed parents who are juggling work, school, childcare, and trying to make ends meet. Reporter Tanya Thorne says data could help find a solution.
Brenda is a mom living with her three children in a cramped apartment. The kids end up playing near the busy street since there is no yard to play in. Brenda has been on the wait list for Section 8 housing for a long time. She is a fictional character, but her story resonates with many San Diego families. A family resilience study used these stories to study childcare. Rebecca Fielding Miller is with the School of Public Health for UCSD.
What would the story look like if their childcare center was a source of support for that? Imagine a world where childcare, where people are getting everything they need, and childcare is really the center of that.
Along with the San Diego YMCA and San Diego for Every Child, Fielding Miller presented the findings to policymakers. They asked what it would take to make something happen. Childcare reform hasn't happened yet, but Fielding Miller thinks her findings could play an important role in deciding policies one day. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Wednesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the Del Mar Wine and Food Festival, October 2nd to 7th. Founded in partnership with Alex Morgan, Drew Brees, and Rob Machado, the festival gathers chefs from San Diego and national TV, a celebration of SoCal culture. Tickets at delmar.wine.